Space Patrol!
High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Visions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol!
From the hot side of Mercury to the outermost moon of the planet Pluto, the Space Patrol is ready for action when trouble strikes. Most of the time when trouble comes, it bursts forth suddenly in a single calamity or an act of violence. But other times, trouble wears a mask. It hides innocently among columns of figures in technical reports. In either case, it rarely escapes the sharp eye of Commander Corey. Right now in his central office on the man-made planet Terra, Buzz is completing the third check of a stack of documents with the help of Cadet Happy.
I don't like the looks of it, Happy. What would a thief do with part of an electronic brain or part of a spaceship vector computer?
And why take the risk of stealing a unit from a factory when it would be easier to steal the whole computer from somebody's spaceship?
Now, this is what alarms me, Hap. Every basic industry is affected, particularly those in the complex technology group. No one plant has suffered a big loss, but nearly all have reported small losses.
Yeah, there must be a whole organization of crooks.
Central Office, Corey here.
Commander, this is Anton Zorba, Assistant Director of the Coordinating Division.
Yes, Mr. Zorba.
Something has come up that I think the Space Patrol should know about. It may be quite serious.
What is it?
It concerns some missing records from our Mars office. I'd like to talk to you in person if you have the time.
Well, I've got some business near your building at 1400 hours. How would it be if I dropped in when I get through, say at 1430?
That will be fine, Commander.
Thank you, Mr. Zorba. Corey out.
Well, now it's the coordinating division. I'm surprised that we haven't heard that the Terra Bank has been robbed.
If we study these thefts from all angles, maybe we can find a pattern. Talking to Zorba may supply the missing pieces.
The United Planets Coordinating Division gathers facts on production on all the planets. With this information, businessmen, manufacturers, and farmers can avoid wasted effort and plan for future markets. Right now, Commander Corey is in the office of the Assistant Director, Anton Zorba.
Just what were these documents that disappeared, Mr. Zorba?
They were confidential financial statements given our Mars office by several Martian business concerns.
Do you have any idea how they disappeared or who might have taken them?
It's only a suspicion. I don't want to make any unjust accusation.
No, don't worry. Our agents will be sure we have facts before anyone is accused.
Well, a few days ago, the chief of our Mars office discharged an employee named Rexford Ames for reasons of inefficiency.
You think Ames might have taken the documents when he left the Mars office?
He had access to them. But I realize that isn't conclusive.
No. Well, what else do you know about Ames that might have a bearing in this case?
Well, he wasn't too careful about his associates. He had a pal named Parker. Parker's been in several scrapes with the Lowell City Police.
We'll check on Ames and on his pal. What's his name?
Parker. Yeah. Here, I'll write them down for you if you like. Would you mind passing me that pad? Thank you.
I'll check through our files at headquarters on both men. Then I'll contact one of our agents in Lowell City.
Our Mars chief, Mason Bennett, can probably give you more information.
Here you are, Commander.
Thanks. Thank you for dropping in.
Goodbye, Mr. Zorba. I'll keep you informed on developments.
Sneed.
Yes, Mrs. Zorba.
Our visitor is gone now. Will you come in?
Right away.
Yes, Zorba?
Our work here is nearly completed.
Tomorrow, the star drive ship from Tirana will be waiting for us outside the Pluto orbit.
Everything will be ready.
There are still a few loose ends. You'll have to go to Mars immediately.
Why?
When Corey investigates Ames and Parker, I want to be sure those stolen documents are in Ames' apartment.
Oh, they'll be there.
Well, Smead, we've collected samples of every important piece of electronics equipment and machinery manufactured in the solar system. The scientists of Tirana will know every strength and weakness of the United Planets.
By the way, what did you do with that code message? Why, I put it on your desk. On the other side of the top sheet on your desk pad, so no one would see it.
No. All right,
You fool.
Hmm?
Why didn't you tell me?
What's wrong?
Corey's got that piece of paper. I wrote Ames and Parker's name on the blank side.
Well, he wouldn't know what it says. He can't read Tiranian.
You're right. Not now, at least. But when we return with the Tirana task force, we'll teach it to him, if he survives the attack.
Elsewhere in the commander's office at headquarters, Buzz tells Happy of his talk with Anton Zorba.
There may not be any connection between all that stolen equipment and those missing documents, but at least Zorba has given us some place to start.
You were going to Mars?
Yes, not just to check on Ames. I'm going to talk to the security officer of the weapons plant in Lowell City, the one that reported the missing space torpedo firing mechanism.
Well, how do we locate this Ames?
We'll find out all you can about him in our records section, Happy. Then we'll contact the Lowell City locator office. Now here, you'll find Ames' full name on a slip of paper, along with his pal, Parker.
Yes, sir. Hey, what's all this scribbling?
Hmm? Oh, the name's on the other side. Let me see that, huh? That other writing may be some notes that Zorba wants back.
It looks like a bunch of doodling to me.
It's too precise and regular for doodling. Well, perhaps it's some private shorthand notes. Copy those names, Happy, and leave the paper here. I'll check with Zorba when I have time.
Yes, sir.
When you get the data on those men, we'll blast off for Mars.
Several hours later, in Lowell City, on the planet Mars, Anton Zorba's accomplice, Smead, spacephone Zorba, back on Terra.
I'm sorry I'm late checking back, Zorba, but I had some trouble getting Ames out of his apartment. I finally phoned him about a fake job opening.
Have you planted the documents?
Oh, I'm on my way over there now. I'll be through in 20 minutes.
You'd better hurry. I don't want any slip-ups.
Don't worry. Jorgen will act as a lookout while I'm at Ames' place.
All right. When you finish, you and Jorgen blast off for Saturn's moon number 5. I'll contact you later. Zorba out.
Meantime, Buzz and Happy, recently arrived in Lowell City, are in the hall of an apartment building approaching room 163. Space Patrol officers.
Yes, gentlemen, what can I do for you?
We're looking for Rexford Ames.
Mr. Ames isn't in right now.
When will he be back?
Oh, I really can't say. Is something wrong?
What's your name?
If you must know, I'm Matthew Smead. I'm going to take Mr. Ames' apartment when he moves out.
I'd like to talk to you inside, Mr. Smead.
Well, all right. But I told you all I know about Mr. Ames. Your best bet would be to talk to the manager.
Sure, we'll do that later. Now, Mr. Smead, will you show us your identification?
Of course. And, cadet, you can stop fingering that ray gun. I'm not armed. Here's my valet, Commander.
Oh, thanks. Matthew R. Smead, 562 Alcor Street, Lowell City, Mars. You're an industrial production analyst.
Yes, and I can give several leading firms here on Lowell City as reference.
We have a warrant to search this apartment, Mr. Smead.
Mr. Ames isn't in trouble, is he?
I don't know, yet.
But you have no reason to hold me here.
It depends on whether we find anything incriminating. If we do, then we'll have to take you to headquarters, since you're the only person on the premises.
Well, I suppose you're within your rights. But it's a shame a law-abiding citizen has to be inconvenienced through no fault of his own.
Here's your wallet, Mr. Smead.
After all, I'm merely trying to rent an apartment.
Oh, excuse me, something dropped out of your wallet.
Never mind, put it out.
Oh, I have.
I got it. There. Give it here, please.
I'd like to see that.
Now, just a moment, Commander.
Under this warrant, I can search everything in the room. That includes you. However, if you want to come to headquarters and take the trouble to file a formal protest.
Oh, all right. All right. Here's the notebook.
Thank you.
This is an outrage. If I didn't have important things to attend to, I'd see this thing through to the finish.
Mr. Smead, do you happen to know... Oh, never mind. All right, here's your notebook.
Satisfied, Commander?
Yes, I am, for the time being. You're an industrial production analyst, you say, huh?
Yes. Those symbols you saw in the book, they're my own private shorthand and math formula. They deal with raw materials used in a plastic manufacturing concern. One of my clients, if you were interested.
Not in plastics, Mr. Smead. Now, if you'll just stand over there while the cadet and I search this apartment.
Look out, Commander.
Oh, I got the cadet, Jorgen.
Let go of me, Smead.
Hit him, Jorgen, quick before he breaks loose.
Right. We're both out cold. Let's get out of here.
Wait. Drag them in the clothes closet and lock the door.
Okay. Better use the ray gun on him. That'll give us an hour's clear start to Saturn number 5.
No! Ames will be coming back in a minute from that fake job offer. If the space patrollers are conscious when he gets here, they'll go to work on Ames. They'll give us more than an hour.
Yeah. When they find those planted documents, Corey will forget about us.
When he learns the truth, we'll be on our way to Tirana.
laboratory spies from Tirana, another solar system, are operating among the United Planets. Anton Zorba, assistant director of a government agency, is collaborating with these spies and obtaining vital secret information about industries and defenses. To clear the way for his own escape to Tirana, Zorba has diverted Commander Corey's attention by giving him false information concerning Rexford Ames, a former employee of a government service. While searching Ames' apartment in Lowell City on Mars, Buzz and Happy were knocked out by two of Zorba's accomplices. Now, as the space patrollers regain consciousness, they find themselves in a dark, cramped room.
Oh, my head. Hey, where are we?
Speed and his pal seem to have jammed us into a closet. For a few seconds after they slugged me, I wasn't totally out, and I heard a couple of things.
Mm-hmm. What?
Now, let's see if we can get this door open first. Once more ought to do it.
That's better. Getting a little stuffy in there. You don't think Ames came in while we were in the closet, do you?
No. But what I heard just after they slugged us, Smead and his pal Jorgen are framing Ames. Smead was here planting documents.
Oh, and we came in a little too soon.
Yes, and that notebook of Smead's, the one that fell out of his wallet. Did you get a look inside it?
No, sir. But he mentioned something about industrial analysis symbols.
He said they were his own special code, just in case I happened to know the standard symbols. But, Hap, they're the same type of peculiar signs that were on that slip of paper I brought back from Zorba's office on Terra.
Hey, then there's a connection between Smead and Zorba.
Yeah, it looks that way. They said something about Saturn's fifth moon. Hap, you stay here and search Ames' apartment while I space it from headquarters from our surface car.
Yes, sir.
I'll put a local agent on Ames, then we'll go after Smead.
Headed toward Saturn's fifth moon in the small private space cruiser, Smead and Jorgen monitor a special frequency, waiting for a signal from Anton Zorba. At last, the contact comes through.
Jorgen, adjust that scramble circuit. Okay, Smead.
Anton Zorba aboard cruiser T-938 calling Matthew Smead. Anton Zorba to Matthew Smead.
Smead here. Go ahead, Zorba.
Where are you?
5,000 DUs from Saturn V on Space Meridian 6-8. About that Ames deal. I printed the documents, but we had a little trouble.
That's not important now. I've cleared things up on Terra, and the chief thinks I'm on vacation.
Good. When is the cargo ship coming to pick up what we stashed on Saturn V?
It'll be there in about 3 hours. Now listen, don't land your ship near the supplies. Set down at Hideout 2, where the surface tanks are. Take a tank to the cave and wait for the cargo ship.
Right.
You and Jorgen help load the cargo ship, then board it. I'll meet the cargo ship at the Neptune orbit. Contact me when you get the tank to the supply cave. Zorba out.
And in the Terra 5, Buzz and Happy watch the image of Saturn's fifth moon grow larger in the forward viewscope.
Fire forward rocket, Tap. We're almost over the point where that space phone signal originated.
Yes, sir.
Spaceship down there, though.
Hey, wait. That looks like a cave dug back into that crater wall. Maybe the transmitter's in there.
We'll cut altitude and have a closer look.
Yes, sir. That could be a nice, cozy hideout.
Hap, look what's in front of the cave.
A surface tank.
Uh-huh. Camouflage to blend with the terrain. Hap, get two spacesuits out of the locker. I'll set the ship down a few hundred yards from the tank.
Yes, sir. Smoking rockets.
The tank, they're firing at us.
Hey, it's a miracle they missed at this range.
We'll pull away and try to talk sense into those characters. Menacori aboard Terra 5 calling Matthew Smead in surface tank. Listen, Smead, you had your chance and you missed. Surrender or we'll launch a space torpedo. What's your answer, Smead? I can guarantee that we won't miss.
Smead to Corey. All right, we surrender.
Who's in that tank with you? Your pal Jorgen?
Yes. Just Jorgen and I. Don't shoot, please.
Both of you get out of that tank and stand in the open so we can see you. Have you got spacesuits on now?
Yes.
All right. I'll give you 2 minutes to clear out of that tank. Now get moving.
A few moments later, Buzz lands the Terra 5, and he and Happy, wearing spacesuits, approach Smead and Jorgen, who stand with arms raised a few yards from the opening of the cave.
You can lower your arms now, but don't try anything. Don't worry. We know when we're licked. Smead, who were you making that scrambled space phone call to a while ago?
Space phone call?
Now don't play dumb. That's how we found you. Who was it? All right. I'll tell you. It was Anton Zorba.
Who is Anton Zorba?
What's the use, Smeed? He's got us.
Shut up, Jordan.
You and Zorba tried to frame Rex for Ames. Why? Was it just to keep me busy with Ames while Zorba was pulling a big job? Smeed, if you won't tell him, I will. Why make it tougher on ourselves?
All right. Brace yourself, Corey. Ever hear of Tirana?
Tirana? No.
It's a planetary system several light years from the sun. Zorba has been working with their spies, getting samples of their United Planet's raw materials, machines and weapons.
To get ready for an attack on the solar system?
Yes. And you helped them. Why, you dirty traitor. I am not a traitor. I am from Tirana.
And those symbols in your notebook and on Zorba's desk?
Notes in the Tiranian language.
That stuff in the cave, that's supposed to go to Tirana, huh?
Yes. A cargo ship is due here in less than 3 hours to take the material to a star drive ship outside the Pluto orbit.
It's a big interstellar ship, and it's already got several cargo ship loads aboard. This was to be the last load.
There isn't much in the cave, but it's all very useful to an attack force.
Your Tirana scientists won't get this equipment. Smeed, you and Jorgen are going to load it in the cargo hold of Terra 5. Now get busy.
As Buzz and Happy keep Smeed and Jorgen under careful watch, the two spies carry crates from the cave to the Terra 5. Right now, back in the cave for their sixth trip, Smeed cautiously glances toward the space patrollers standing at the cave opening. Then he turns a valve on a large metal container. Carefully, Smeed turns the power control of the spacesuit transmitter down to minimum range, then makes a similar adjustment on Jorgen's transmitter.
Corey, Commander Corey.
What are you calling Corey for?
I was just testing to be sure he can't hear us. Now, pretend to be struggling with the crate and listen.
Okay.
I just let the inner pressure out of a container of tetraozite.
What are you fooling with that stuff for? It's a powerful explosive.
Sure. There is no air on this moon. And now there is no air pressure inside the container. It's almost a vacuum, except for the tetraozite.
So what?
We'll put it aboard Corey's ship. When the hatch is closed, Corey will bring the pressure up to normal in the cargo hold. The outer pressure will push against the sides of the container, and the ship will blow up.
Are you crazy? We're going to be in that ship.
No, we're not. I figured out a way to make a break.
Quit stalling back there.
We're just having a little trouble with a crate, Commander. Okay, Jorgen. We got it now.
Smeed and Jorgen make several trips to the Terra 5, with Buzz and Happy walking close behind them. Now, as the two spies stagger under the weight of a large crate, Smeed stumbles. Both men fall to the ground near a slight drop-off.
My leg!
Jorgen, get that crate off Smeed's leg.
It's too heavy. I can't manage it alone.
Come on, Apple, give him a hand.
Yes, sir.
Take it easy, Smeed. Okay, Jorgen, now lift.
All right.
Okay, Smeed, pull your foot out.
Now, Jorgen, push them over.
They're over the edge.
Come on, let's get to the tank.
Hey, look, they landed on a ledge about 20 feet down.
Yes, by the time they crawl out, we'll be halfway to our ship. Come on.
Dazed by the fall, but protected from serious injury by their heavy spacesuits, Buzz and Happy managed to climb up the steep rock wall. Finding the surface tank gone, the space patrollers enter the Terra 5, first checking the cargo hold.
Well, anyway, we got nearly all that stolen equipment aboard, even if Smeed and Jorgen got away. I'm more concerned about that star drive ship from Tirana.
Say, maybe Smeed will lead us to it, if we can trace his ship.
All right, Hap, close the cargo hatch, and we'll go up forward and blast off.
Yes, sir.
I'll say this about Smeed and Zorba. They were certainly thorough. They've got samples of just about everything, including explosives. Look, there's a container of tetraozite.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the hatch is secured. Shall I bring the air pressure up to normal?
Wait a minute. Don't touch that air valve. Look at this gauge on the container. It registers zero. Normal air pressure in this hole could crush the container and explode the tetraozite.
Smoking rockets. We'd better unload that stuff right now.
There isn't time. That cargo ship may be along any minute. There won't be any danger as long as we keep the cargo hold sealed off and airless. All right, Hap, let's get to the controls and blast off.
Blasting off from Saturn's fifth moon, Buzz and Happy scan all directions of space for a sign of the cargo ship.
Smeed and Jorgen must have warned them off, Commander.
If we could only intercept one of those scrambled signals, we might get a line on Zorba. If we capture him, we could do something about that star drive ship from Tirana.
Yeah, all we know is that it's somewhere outside of Pluto's orbit. And that's no help.
Now, wait, Hap. There's a ship in the forward viewscope.
Wow. Maybe it's a cargo ship after all.
No. No, it's a private cruiser.
Well, it sure wouldn't be Smead and Jordan. That ship's coming right toward us.
Space Patrol Agent R7 aboard Private Cruiser T-938 calling Commander Corey aboard Terra 5.
The Space Patrol Agent.
Corey aboard Terra 5 to Cruiser T-938. Request identification code exchange sequence. L437J.
X975K.
Check. Code sequence acknowledged. Go ahead, Agent R7.
Commander, I have some evidence aboard that I think you'll want to see. It'll help you put your finger on several men connected with that missing equipment. It involves some pretty big names, sir.
All right, join airlocks and come aboard. Corey out.
Hey, maybe this is just the break we need.
As the private cruiser joins airlocks with the Terra 5, Commander Corey and Cadet Happy wait for the Space Patrol agent to open the inner hatch.
The agent said he had some big names on that list, Commander. Maybe one of those men will know where this ship from Tirana is supposed to pick up the stolen equipment.
We'll know in a minute, Hap. Our man's in the airlock.
Get your hands up, both of you.
Zorba!
Let's get him, Hap.
Oh. I warned you not to move. That paralyzer ray will prevent any more nonsense.
You saved me a lot of trouble, Commander.
I'll just take the controls and pilot the Terra 5 to the ship from Tirana. Now I'm going to cut my cruiser loose from the airlock, then we'll head for Pluto's orbit.
Hours later, Buzz and Happy open their eyes to find themselves alone in the control compartment. The ship's rockets are cut off. Looking out the viewport, they see part of the hull of a gigantic spaceship.
Smoking rockets, Commander. What a monster.
It's the Star Drive ship from Tirana.
If this is a sample of what that Tirana outfit has, the solar system doesn't have a chance. Say, I wonder where Zorba is.
Probably helping transfer our cargo into the big ship.
Now's our chance to blast off.
I'm quite happy somebody's coming. Lie still, I'll give you a signal.
Yes, sir.
Still up, hmm? Well, this should bring them around in short order.
Don't bother Zorba, we don't need it.
How hell is Zorba? Blast off, Hap.
Yes, sir.
All right, Zorba, just lie there and take it easy.
Don't blast off, you fools. The Tirana ship will blast us to pieces.
Is the cargo all transferred?
Yes, sir. If you want to stay alive, come aboard with me.
You've got the wrong formula, Zorba. Fire rockets, Hap.
Yes, sir.
You'll never make it. Right now, they're probably focusing one of their deadly rays on us. Smoking rockets. Look. Run. It's gone.
Now, do you see why I wanted to get away from there?
But what happened? You didn't fire at it?
You can thank Smead and Jorgen for destroying that ship, Zorba. That's the fate they planned for Terra 5.
I don't understand.
Oh, the tetraozite.
Right. Somebody aboard the Tirana let air into the cargo hold.
Well, that's one enemy ship accounted for.
Yes, but there may be others. Have we got to round up every Tirana spy in the solar system? Smead, Jorgen, and all the rest.
That's some job. Where do we begin?
Right here. Zorba, start talking.
Join us again next week for another thrilling adventure with Space Patrol. High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. Space Patrol comes to you each week at this time through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Thank you.
Thank you.